under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Wednesday, May 1st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Please don't send me any videos, links to these huge, long stories. Don't send me videos that are an hour and a half, 2 hours, saying, you must watch this. Okay? I'm not going to watch it. If it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe a half hour, yes. If it's must-see TV. But if it's an hour and a half, 2 hours long, of some guy on a blog ranting on and on and on and on, I'm just not going to watch it. So please don't send me those. Use a little discretion, saying Trucker's never going to watch this, so why send it to him? Why put on there, must see, you got to watch this. Oh, man, this is awesome. You got to watch it. Okay, stop. I'm not going to watch it. If it's an hour and a half of my life, I don't have time. I'm just being honest. I appreciate the thoughts. I appreciate you guys sending me the stuff. But I have way too many people on my phone that send me way too many messages on things that I don't have time to watch. But I do appreciate the sentiment. If you think it's good, it's must see, great. Sometimes I'll open it, look at the title, which doesn't always say what it's about. If it's that kind of video, sorry, I'm not interested in watching pop-up ads to pay for some guy's blog. Not going to do it. But on the radio, we have an obligation to our sponsors, to our radio family. You are part of it. Whether you listen live, whether you listen to the repeat on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, whether you listen to the podcast on demand, you go to the website, you click on podcasts, you pick a half hour you want to listen to. We have guests, we have events, we have trainings, we have call to actions. This is what we do. Are we political? You bet. There's an expectation, recall, that Vicki and I sat down and actually discussed. It's return on investment. No, I'm not talking about the radio station being profitable. We're not becoming millionaires doing this. Trust me. The return on investment we're looking for is return on investment in you, in your community. Is your county party growing? Are you guys raising money? Are you recruiting candidates to run for office? Are you helping them get elected? Getting rid of the Democrats who run as Republicans here in Northern Michigan, is that something you guys are doing? That's the return on investment Vicky and I are looking for. If communities are improving, becoming more fiscally responsible, more conservative, doing things to help the community, we are going to do everything we can to help you. That's our reward. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house in the next segment. Text me your questions for Dr. Jeff. Calling Dr. Jeff. He'll be on the next segment. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. The storms and power outages are coming. Don't wait. Buy a Generac generator by May 7th and you'll get a free 7-year warranty. Your generator will power your house for years to come for pennies a day. Now available 100% financing with no money down. Call 989-306-3656. That's 989-306-3656. Don't be sitting in the dark saying, "I wish I called Rich."
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday. As usual, joining us in this slot is Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I got a text message question for you already. It says, are dogs colorblind?
Well, yes and no. Dogs are colorblind in respect to what we can see. We see in what's called trichromatic. Okay. We basically red, green and blue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs are more, and most animals are more dichromatic. They see pretty much shades of blue and yellow. So you got some green mixed in there and kind of things like that. So can they see color? Yes. Do they see color the same way we do? No. Deer are the same way. They tend to be a lot more dichromatic. And here's the funny thing is we can take a look. Talk about hunter orange. I actually just had this discussion with a client in the room yesterday. And we can see that bright orange because we pick up the reds and the oranges and like that. Mm-hmm. Deer don't. So to a deer, that bright orange looks gray. What they can see really well is your blue jeans. So, you know, you are more or less likely to be seen by a deer being head to toe bright orange than you are wearing a flannel and your blue jeans going out, because those blue jeans are going to stick out like a sore thumb.
So they can see the blue, yep, but they can't see the orange.
Nope.
Wow. So that's interesting. And is that why our hunting clothes industry changed to that bright orange years ago? My dad, yep, in 1966 wore the red and black plaid shirt, jacket with the elbow patches, and even the pants, yep, was all that red Elmer Fudd looking type of outfit.
Yeah. Yeah, that was why it's a classic, is they probably didn't know why. You know, those old timers, they didn't always know why things work, but they were really, really observant, and they noticed that, okay, they can seem to see the blue, or I shoot more deer when I wear red versus when I wear blue, so I wear red. And that kind of started tradition. And then, yeah, we went, you know, to the high vis, you know, so your neighbor don't shoot you, hopefully.
Right, exactly.
So here's a fun fact. So like I said, okay, so dogs are dichromatic, so they can see two colors. Humans are trichromatic, so we see in three. Birds, not all birds, but some birds are tetrachromatic. They can see in four, which means they can actually see into the ultraviolet spectrum. So when a bird, or even bees too, if you've ever looked at, like, how does a bee see a flower? We'll look at a flower like a daisy or something. You go, oh, okay, that looks pretty. When they hit it with that ultraviolet light and they look at how a bee would see it, it's like got, you know, landing lights running right, you know, eat here, you know, pointing the bee right to the middle of the flower, you know, right, the nectar and then the pollen, and, you know, and all that is. So
interesting. So yep, there's and it's all based, I know this from pre-med and chemistry and physics, it's all based in frequencies as far, mm-hmm, as the line of spectrum that, yep, the frequency color puts out. Yep. So you're saying the birds, then it's almost like they go like supersonic on their, yeah, vision compared to us even.
Yep. Yep.
They, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. You also have another topic this morning that you wanted to talk about. Let's get into that.
Well, everybody's probably heard it on the news already that they found some bird flu in some cattle in Texas in a dairy farm. But some of those cows got shipped to Michigan. They didn't find out that they had bird flu, you know, H5N1, until they got here into Michigan. And, of course, I've been seeing that dominate, of course, you know, being a veterinarian and my news feeds too, but I'm seeing it talk about in the news. And then I just want to talk to some people about it, because I'm starting to hear all kinds of information, all kinds of misinformation about this. And right, so there's only been one human case, and that was one of the workers in Texas, and he wound up getting pink eye from it is what he got. So he's fine. The cattle are fine with it. They're not dying, and they're recovering from it. What we're doing, though, is the FDA, you know, will go in and start pulling milk jugs off the shelf and start testing to see, hey, is this stuff getting into the food system or not, or into the food chain?
Okay.
And you will see, and I've seen some headlines, of course, you know, you got to have that splashy headline to, you know, sell the paper, you know, yep, the old extra, read all about it kind,
right,
of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, bird flu found in milk. Well, yes, but no. What they're picking up in the milk is fragments of the DNA or the genetic code of the virus, not active virus. And what's happened is the pasteurization process is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. It's destroying that virus so it can't be infective. So there's no risk to the there's no risk to the I'm sorry, I got distracted here.
Yeah, you did.
I know. Squirrel. Oh, look, shiny squirrel. Right. So there's no risk to the, there's no risk for drinking milk. Okay. You can continue to go ahead and drink milk and you're not going to get it. Okay.
So basically whatever the fragments are there, it's actually the natural, I guess you would call it antibodies that is trying to fend off and kill the virus. Is that what they're finding?
No, they're actually picking up virus particles, but they're not whole viruses. It's fragments of it.
Got it.
Happened. Our technology has gotten so great at detecting things. You know, it's, I mean, you know, sometimes they can pick up, you know, let's say pollutants at levels of like 1/4 of a gram or something like that.
Right.
I mean, at what point is it like, okay, it's effectively none. Okay.
Nothing. Yeah. So. We're much to do about nothing.
But
I got one text message coming in real quick. Please ask Dr. Jeff, why does my dog dig in the dirt in the woods and then eat it? What the heck is going on with that? Is that okay?
Probably okay, and it's a dog. I don't know. I've never heard of a dog doing that, unless there's something might have died there, or there's some squirrel or something buried something there. The only thing I would be a little concerned about, depending on where you're at, if they have a lot of blasto in the soil or that blastomycosis fungus, that could be a problem. I know we've talked about it before, and then with the paper mill out in Escanaba.
Right.
So,
I actually lost a sweetheart of a dog, yellow lab, Dandy, and him and his brother Hunter. We lived in Point Trumbull there on the Algonac, Michigan, just down from the Harson's Island Ferry, just down from the old Chris Pratt factory, okay?
Yep.
And he got sick. He got weak. He stopped eating. Took him to the vet. His lungs were filled with that fungus, blastomycosis. He got into some moldy something there along the river and ate it or swallowed it or consumed it, breathed it even. They said you could breathe it into the lungs.
Yep.
And it killed him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was too late. By the time we found it, we looked at the x-ray and his lungs were just covered with the stuff.
Yep. So what, but then you got to let a dog be a dog. Okay. I mean, life is inherently risky. You know, I mean, the number one cause of death is birth, you know, I mean, it's just
right.
You know, and, you know, it's like, that's why somebody asked me why I ride horses. I said, you're right. You ride horses. Aren't you worried about, you know, getting bucked off and getting hurt or dying or something? I'm like, hey, you're going to die of something. You might as well make it something fun. And
you like to do, right?
Yeah. So I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't sweat it too much. I mean, the dog's going to be a dog. You're not going to ever stop it completely. Maybe what I would do if I was concerned, what I would do is just test the dog maybe every year, every 6 months. It's just a urine test. We grab a little urine. We send it to California. They tell us whether we've got it or not, because blasto can be treated. The kicker is you got to get it early, just like you said. If it's too late and it's already advanced into the lungs, you know, that's hard. But if we catch them early, we can clear the infections.
Right. Absolutely. Yep. Yep. Got another text message. My dog doesn't eat dirt, but he constantly is chewing on and gnawing on sticks and branches. Most people think it's for cleaning the teeth. Is that true?
No. I had a dog that would do that too, except it wasn't sticks or branches. He'd chew on logs. Like, he would come. It was a big old shepherd, Saber, my old shepherd.
Yeah.
150-pound thing is huge. And he would grab like 8, 9, 10-inch diameter logs off the wood pile and just rip them up. What they're doing is they're satisfying it's a behavior of a dog. So you think in a wolf, the behavior pattern is to see game, is to stalk it, pursue it, catch it, kill it, and then consume it or tear it up. And what they're doing, this is why dogs tear up toys and tear up, you know, sticks,
furniture,
things like
shoes,
that. Yeah,
whatever.
That's that drive inherently that's still buried in there real deep, but that drive just to tear something up. So, never, the only time I've ever seen that ever be a problem is every once in a while you'll get a dog that'll bite through like a small green stick, and the two dental arcades, okay, well, he'll have like sideways in his mouth, bite through it, the two ends will fall off, but he'll still have one piece like stuck on the top of his mouth. So if your dog likes to chew sticks and you look at him, he's drooling or he's like licking a lot or something, open his mouth, look up there, because 9 times out of 10 I've had people come in and he's just got a stick stuck there and you can just, you know, pull it right out.
So. Unbelievable. Never even thought to look like in the roof of his mouth is what
yep.
you're saying. Wow, that's interesting. One other thing that came in real quick. You had mentioned the horse training that you're offering. Is that coming up, or did we miss that already?
It is on the 15th.
1-5 of May.
Yep.
So. Okay, good. So they're still looking for that. So basically, 2 weeks from today, you'll be doing that training. And where's that going to be again at, Jeff?
It's going to be at Lazy S Ranch in Dafter, Michigan. Bring your own chair.
Bring your own chair.
We're going to be in the arena, so.
Okay, so BYOC.
Yep.
Okay, got it. And that's 2 weeks from today. What yep. time is that going to be?
It's going to start at 5:30.
5:30.
So, yep. Okay. It's on the clinic Facebook page, too, so bop over there and follow us there. So the it may be, I don't know, the way it's been raining up here, at least I don't have to shovel rain, but I want to bring a coat, too.
Right, right, right. Because temperatures, it's very interesting. I've been out putting out signs, and as soon as that sun starts to go down, I mean, I'm not talking darkness. I'm just saying kind of drops off the horizon a little bit.
Yep.
Man, it dropped like 15 degrees like in 20 minutes. It was like I'm out there in a T-shirt, in long sleeve thermal on underneath the T-shirt, but man, all of a sudden it's like, okay, I got to put my coat on. This is dropping fast.
What's that? Oh, you know you're from Michigan if you've run the AC and the heater and the furnace in the same day.
Right. That yes, that's exactly where we're at. So I can do that easily with the Well Connect unit. I did that, as a matter of fact, the other day. I had heat going, and Vicky's like, man, it's hot in here. And I'm like, okay, no problem. I turned on the AC to drop like 5 degrees in a half hour. So.
Oh, yeah. Is that one of those? That's that geothermal?
Geothermal, that yes, with
I've
the Well.
I've had a house like that. Those are really nice. Yeah, because right now I don't. I just got hot water heat, and then we just have window bangers or, you know, just window units. So you got to go get them out of the garage and put them in and – yeah, so I was looking at the next house. We're getting ready to move here to a farm, actually. And
well, if it's a forced air system, I'm going to get you a Well Connect unit.
Sure. All right, that sounds good.
We'll get you hooked up, man. I love mine. Hey, I got a text message from Jeff, and he says, don't ever let your lot of dork watch Grizzly Adams. Because now my dog thinks she's a bear. So dogs are pretty smart when it comes to watching TV, that's for sure. Hey, Jeff, go ahead, real quick, wrap it up.
Quick. No, talk about Grizzly Adams. It's really funny because my horse was being stubborn the other day, and I threatened him and says, if you don't straighten around, there's going to be a number 8. And everybody knows that's a reference to old Mad Jack's mule number 7, and he always threatened him. I can remember that, watching that growing up.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You'll knock it off, there's going to be a number 8.
Seven's going to be gone. You're going to be history, dude.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to give out the phone number. More questions for Dr. Jeff, or you want to schedule an appointment, dental cleanings, whatever, annual checkups, now's the time to do it. 906-635-5910. Store that in your phone. 906-635-5910. Sioux Animal Hospital. Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back. This